Here we go, part three of our seven habits of highly happy people. Food. So, somewhere along the lines, we decided to make our food consumption habits really complicated. And I'm noticing in the grocery stores that 75% of the foods are like sugar, and we're marketing sugar as some sort of okay thing. I recently noticed that Coke has this Coke Life where it's just a smaller can and they figure, oh yeah, that's healthier just because it's a smaller can. No, actually, what I notice is that people drink more cans and they end up drinking more of that product, which means more sugar. It's no different from the regular Coca-Cola that has 40 grams plus of sugar in each can. So the marketing has changed, yet we're still eating the same sugary items. It's no different from gluten-free products as well, in that even though gluten-free sounds healthy, there's a lot of sugar in gluten-free products. Just because it's a gluten-free cookie doesn't mean it's healthy. So I want to give everyone the reality that the best food habits are those that involve fruits, vegetables, and just a specific group of meats that I think are healthy. So my meat choices are chicken, turkey, and salmon. So those are my three choices for what I'm eating. And I alternate between the three. And they're actually the lean variety. So they don't have any of that sodium or they're not frozen. Okay, these are fresh, lean meats, and you can get them at any grocery store. Now, you're not going to eat them all in one day, of course, and maybe you only grocery shop once a week. Perfect. So do I. I only shop once a week, and I can get all my produce and everything. So I buy the meat in bulk, and then I freeze it. Like, I freeze it, and it's so easy. I just take it out and put it in the fridge the night before, and it's unthawed for dinner the next day. And I don't make it too complicated. It's really just like fruits, vegetables, the meats, and then I have rice for grains. So my meals are not that complicated, but they're super delicious. I really love the flavor. My palate is very much attuned to just the actual food itself. So I'm really ecstatic every time I get to cook my chicken with rice or, salmon with some lemon on top. It's a fantastic meal. None of these meals are that complicated to cook. So the habit of eating healthy food. The biggest change for me, now I'm a huge sweet tooth. So what I needed to do is I needed to take a look at all of my cupboards and get rid of anything with any type of sugar content in it. We're talking like 10 grams or higher because I figure, well, none of this is natural sugar, so it's time to get rid of it. So I took a good hard look and I just donated any of the sugary items to the homeless shelter. And I just cleared it all out and I started fresh with foods that actually had nutritional facts to them, And if there's any question mark around a food item, I wouldn't buy it. Like, it would have to be absolutely clear cut that this is a good food item to consume. And this is maybe a drastic approach. Maybe you can't afford to just clear out your cupboards. Maybe you have piles and piles of cereal. I really encourage you to really clear it all out if you're trying to make a change with your food habits, to clear it all out. But you can start small, maybe get rid of one cupboard of expired goods. You might have a huge pile of expired goods hiding in your cupboard. And you might want to start with that. Clear out the expired goods. I find that I like to see everything. So in my cupboards, I don't really have very much food. I need to see everything. Because if it's hidden, that means I probably won't get to it and it will be expired. And then, it's just taking up wasted space. So don't feel like you have to fill your cupboards with food items. So that's one step, is to drastically remove all the expired goods. And you might have to start with just one cupboard today. But if you can clear out all that crappy food that you have and start switching it with like greens, like it's amazing. I don't see that many people eating greens these days. And it's crazy to think that we don't even have greens for breakfast. Like it's like unheard of to be eating vegetables for breakfast, but I'm thinking like, why not? Just start your day with vegetables. Sometimes I have a handful of spinach in the morning just because like I absolutely love eating the healthy foods. So those are some little tips to kind of get you going and get you in the right direction for healthy food habits. Now, you might be one of those people that just eats out like every day. Like you have to. You've got to eat out every day. You're with friends. It's your thing. And that's your lifestyle. So I can't really drastically change that lifestyle for you. All I can recommend is that instead of ordering maybe the greasy foods at the restaurants, try to ask for a healthy option. Hey, what's your healthiest option here? And go with that. I've had comments that salads will not fill you up. I disagree. I've had salads for a long part of my lunch routine, and my salads are really basic, and they're just full of greens. I find that people don't drink enough water, and actually, as a food item, water is probably the best thing to be drinking. So if you had more water, you would actually feel full. And you wouldn't be, snacking on things. What I find is that if you do have a salad for dinner or lunch or whenever you're eating out, what I like to do is I like to have some walnuts, raisins, and some almonds, like as almost like my own homemade trail mix. I like to have a handful of that, partway between lunch and dinner, and that kind of holds me off for snacking. Because it gives me the protein and the essential fatty nutrients that I need. So, it's a good snacking item. It's better than the popcorn and chips that most people have in their cupboards. So, I would consider those items. If you could, though, just drink a lot more water and maybe less of that Coke in a smaller can because they think that that's healthier, you'll find that the water is going to fill you up. It's incredible how powerful water is, and you won't be, binge eating on random things. So these are like little steps. Obviously, I'm a drastic example. So you do have to start small with my suggestions. But if you do, the benefits of eating healthy are insane. Like, I can't stress this enough how good you're gonna feel at the end of the day. So some of you will probably be like, oh, I'm exhausted by the end of the day. I just don't have time for all this. Well, you would have time if you had more energy and then you were more productive. So you would be more productive if you ate healthier and you'd get more stuff done and you'd probably free up a lot of time because you wouldn't be so tired by the end of the day. Like for me, I'm not tired at the end of the day because of the food that I'm eating. I'm energized from start to finish, no caffeine. I'm pumped from 8 a.m. in the morning all the way until 9 to 10 p.m. at night. Like I am wired, and it's all because of the natural foods that I'm eating, being the fruits, vegetables, and healthy meats. And my diet is pretty normal. Like it's not like one of those extreme diets. Like I don't believe in extreme diets, okay? If you're overweight, don't go and do some extreme diet. It's only gonna last for like a month, and then you're gonna be like, this isn't really like exciting to me. Like, it's not a long-term change. If you do these extreme diets, like, it's so stupid how many extreme diets are out there. And at the end of the day, they're not going to change your eating habits. They're a short-term fix. And what you need to do is work on the little subtle changes psychologically that'll get you in a proper frame of mind to eat healthier. It's silly that I'm just figuring, oh, the 30-day diet, let's just go with that. It's not going to work. No, your 30-day diet should be to, like, clear out the crap in your closet, okay? They don't tell you about the things that you should throw away, but you need to make some subtle internal changes before you can even talk about diets and stuff. I do find that a lot of people will go and they'll try these extreme diets. And they're silly. Like, they're absolutely silly. Because they expect these, like, quick, fast results. And they're not permanent. Okay, I myself tried a vegan diet for 3 weeks. Yeah, I lost, like, 10 pounds. It wasn't healthy. I fractured my ankle afterwards. I think maybe that had to do with my vegan diet. Because I was lacking meats. I was lacking the proper nutrients. It was silly. The only thing that you should be cutting out is the sugar and the sodium. And progressively do that. You shouldn't be cutting out healthy foods. And I mean, if you are vegan, there are options out there to eat properly. I unfortunately didn't follow those. I went really extreme. And it kind of backfired on me. But now I'm on a proper diet where I get the meats, I get the fruits, I get the vegetables, and I'm wired. I'm absolutely wired for the day. It's the best eating habit that I could possibly recommend. And in terms of cost, you're going to save a ton of money. You spend a lot of money on junk food right now, and that might look like it's cheap. Oh, wow. $3 for a 12-pack of Coca-Cola. That's not a good deal because it's empty calories and it's slowing you down and you're actually going to feel hungrier after you consume these empty calories. So, things like the Coke, the sugar, the sodium, chips, all that stuff, it doesn't fill you up long-term. It fills you up short-term. And I find that you're actually going to be hungrier because you eat them. So I can't stress enough how important it is to look at what you're eating, start with your cupboards, have a good analysis of, hey, is that going to fit into my daily routine? And really do start small. Let's not go too drastic here, okay? Let's progress day by day. Let's not just all of a sudden just, oh yeah, I'm going to just convert to greens. You have to really adjust your palate so that you're enjoying the foods. And I'm by no means a very good cook. I'm actually a lousy cook, but I'm a very simple person. So for me, chicken and rice is a perfect dinner. And it can be for you as well. You can get some no-sodium spices to really make chicken taste amazing so that you're not consuming anything unhealthy. And this is the thing, is that people don't think that healthy food is delicious, but it is. It's so delicious. It just depends on what you do with it. You can take lemon, squeeze it on the salmon, and that's all you need to do, okay? You can pan fry all this stuff. So I don't even use my oven. I only use my stovetop. I cook all of my food on my stovetop, pan fry it, some olive oil or avocado oil. And, like, it's so freaking simple. And it's quicker than eating out. For me, I have to wait an hour to eat out. And then I feel like shit afterwards. Okay? And I bet you do, too. And maybe you don't feel like shit. Well, that's probably because you're so used to eating shit that you just feel like crap all the time. Sorry, I'm being maybe a bit too harsh, but you almost need a wake-up call because, like, feeling like crap all the time isn't normal, Like, you should feel energized, okay? I didn't do a half marathon by eating crap. Like, I got super specific, and it really helped out. My energy levels were insane. So that's what I have to recommend. There's so many different things out there to really help you out, but you really got to focus on the basics. Get back to the four food groups. Like, it's not that complicated. We tend to make things more complicated than they are, with extravagant recipes, with really crazy cooking ideas. And it gets you excited at first, but then it gets exhausting. Like for me, sometimes I don't want to cook a very complicated meal. And the best thing is when I know, oh wow, I can easily put something together. Crack a few eggs, cook them on the pan, and it's like so easy. Now it's like effortless for me to cook. Like for me, it's easier to cook than it is to eat out. Because like I don't want to have to get dressed and put on fancy clothes just to eat out. I get the social aspect of it, but if you can understand some simple cooking with your chicken and rice and your salmon and rice and your, you know, ground turkey stir fry, you can just master some really basic cooking routines, you're going to have people over, and then they'll actually love your food more than eating out, because it's a more intimate atmosphere and it feels great. And you know what? As a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you could be an absolutely amazing cook for your significant other just with the basic tips. So give it a try, experiment, and don't be afraid to, like, you know, try healthy foods, because they can taste really amazing. You'll be surprised.